Lone Star State showdown between the Rangers and the Astros. The Astros honoring Nori Aoki for his 2,000th career hit. He is indeed the new sheriff in town. Yu Darvish squares off with Joe Musgrove as Musgrove faces Rougned Odor in the top of the second with a man aboard and two men away.
2-2. And that's hit pretty well out on the left center field. Aoki racing over, won't get there. That splits the gap and one hops the wall. Lucroy around third, he will score. Odor, he's trying for third. The throw to third by Correa on the relay, not nearly in time. It's an RBI triple for Rougned Odor and a 1-0 Rangers lead.
In the last couple of days, we've seen a lot of two out, two strike hits against the opponents. Odor got an off-speed pitch out over the plate. Something he could handle. And he went the other way with it.
Open stance from the left side for Gallo. 1-1. And that's hit pretty well to right. Reddick is going back at the wall. He leaps, and it's off the wall. Odor scores. Gallo tearing around second. He's on his way to third as Springer gets it back in. That's back-to-back RBI triples for the Rangers, and they lead it 2-0. Reddick leaping at the fence, and now trying to score. The throw to the plate, and he's out. Ball got away, ball wound up at the plate. As the ball went to the backstop, Musgrove throwing to McCann to get the out at home. Darvish long set, here's a 2-2. And Bregman lifts this one in a shallow left field, racing in Mazzara, and it bounces in front of him. Beltran scores, an RBI single for Bregman, and the Astros are on the board, it's 2-1 Rangers. Astros first hit, dropped just in front of Mazzara.
A brutal jump by Mazzara. A late start on a pretty big swing by Bregman, but it caught off the end of his bat and fooled Mazzara. Tough way for Darvish to give up his first hit, but a big break for the Astros with two outs.
Awkward looking bent leg slide by Mazzara going after that baseball coming in and unable to come up with it. Diaz works from the first base side of the rubber. Leg kick and the pitch. And Mazzara drills this one pretty deep to center. Springer is going back, looking up, and that is gone. Off the batter's eye, a three-run home run to straightaway center for Nomar Mazzara. And the Rangers' lead grows. It is now 6-1, Mazzara's eighth of the year.
Well, he's had RBIs in six straight games now. He's been one of their hotter hitters.
The Rangers break it open late and go on for the 6-1 win. Yu Darvish snaps an eight-start winless skid against the Astros. He defeats them for the first time since August of 2013. But Elvis Andrews went 0-3. That snaps his hitting streak at 15 games, which had been the longest active streak in the major leagues. The Astros have spent the majority of the big league season riding atop the standings, but they have hit a bit of a skid lately as they fell to the Rangers on Monday by a 6-1 final. Here is Houston skipper A.J. Hinch commenting on the loss.
We had a hard time with Darvish. He was very much doing, you know, Yu Darvish things. I mean, I think his breaking ball today was better than we've seen. He used it often. His movement on his pitches was better. He didn't have quite the power stuff that we've seen before out of him, but he hovered around the strike zone enough. He made big pitches mostly with his breaking ball when he needed to. And so we didn't do a ton. We drew a couple walks and couldn't really – couldn't mount any pressure against him and couldn't handle his breaking ball very well. What's that? He was good. I think the two runs in the second inning obviously, you know, came with two outs. So there's some pitches in there, but we were very, very cautious with his pitch count. Obviously 75 was as high as we wanted to go. So I went out to get him, but he was a little bit stronger than I think even we expected. With his stuff, he was pretty sharp with his command. He battled. He went. You know, we were hoping for five and 75, and we got to, you know, right before that. So it was just good to see him on the mound, and I think he handled himself well. And like I said, was a little sharper than I expected after a couple of weeks off. Reddick, he came in after hitting the fence and complained of a small headache. So he was evaluated and has a small concussion. We sent him home. He's going to rest, and we're going to reevaluate him tomorrow. It's not something that immediately puts him on the concussion DL. It's something that we're gonna take day to day. Like I said, it is mild, but when he had any symptoms whatsoever, obviously we're gonna take him out and take care of him. But it obviously happened in the collision with the fence.
What happened in the second inning, or how was it explained to you, like the challenges?
So it was one challenge that was applied. When the ball hits close to the top of the fence, that's essentially a free challenge. That's a crew chief, home run, fair foul, a boundary call is crew chief can go to New York. And during the middle of it, I think they got confused as to whether they were also challenging the play at the plate, which was bang bang. So when they took the headset off, went to Bannister, the way it was explained to me is they asked him if he was challenging the play at the plate, and they didn't. And so once the boundary call was shown that it was a non-home run, the play was over. When they came over to me, I was wondering why it wasn't a challenge when they motioned at home that they made two calls. They made a safe call on the boundary call and an out call at home. So I was wanting to know if they had lost their challenge. So the umpire told me that the signal was a little bit off because it was really just about the boundary. And once the boundary was determined that it was in play, then you know the play's over and the play was completed as called. He does. No, he does. Just like anytime you're diagnosed with a concussion, whether you're it doesn't mean you have to go on the DL. I think there are you know ranging degrees of moves that you would make when someone goes through this, but either way you're going to go through and be evaluated with a concussion and what we need to do to get him back on the field.
The Astros send Brad Peacock to the mound on Tuesday. He'll be opposed by Nick Martinez.